Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Steve Harvey gives Dying Man on Family Feud $25,000 of his own money. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Watch this video to see Steve Harvey talk about the time he gave $25,000 to a dying man when he was on his show Family Feud. Steve Harvey was taken aback when he asked a contestant of Family Feud why his tears kept flowing after winning the $20,000 prize. Finally, he won the $20,000 and he just fell on his knees and he wouldn't stop crying, Steve Harvey shared. I was talking to him after the show and I said, "Hey man, you were pretty emotional about the $20,000. That's when Steve finds out some shocking news about the man. He says, "Steve, I'm terminally ill. I've got 3 months to live, and because of my illness, I can't get insurance. I need this money for my family." The prize money that the man won on Family Feud would be used so his family would not be burdened with his bills. This touched Steve so much that he gave this brave man an additional $25,000 of his own money. How generous! "Steve Harvey, you're a beautiful human being," writes one person online after watching this video clip on YouTube. "You gave that man and his family more than just money. You gave them hope to carry on. God bless you and your family." What an amazing gesture of kindness and love. Thank you, Steve Harvey, for setting an example for all of us. God bless this man and his family, comments another person on YouTube. What a wonderful act of kindness from Steve Harvey, and may we also look for ways that we can be generous to those in need. And it doesn't always have to be with money. By serving others with our time and talents, we are also showing them God's love. Hebrews 6:10. God is not unjust. Forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
They feared their child would die, and then a stranger from around the world stepped in. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. A large facial tumor threatened to starve or suffocate 5-year-old Nagalem Hali, but then a stranger from far away came to the rescue. Not long after Nagalem Hali's birth, a facial tumor began developing on her jaw. And as the little girl grew, so did the vascular malformation. Nagalem and her family live in a small village in Ethiopia. Therefore, the necessary medical treatment wasn't available to her. So the mass just continued growing larger and larger. And as a result, the little girl hid at home, refusing to go outside. But the huge lump was more than just a physical deformity. It became a more serious threat to the little girl's life with each passing day. For starters, the facial tumor limited Nagalem's ability to breathe and swallow. And if left unchecked, the poor child would soon suffocate or starve. Another huge risk came from the multitude of blood vessels running through the huge mass. This meant if anything nicked or ruptured the growth, Nagalem could bleed out in minutes. Something as simple as a minor cut on the playground could have dire consequences. If no one stepped in to help, Nagalem's vascular malformation would inevitably claim her life. But God made a way to save the sweet child. A government official all the way from the United States ended up meeting Nagalem Hali during a mission in... A government official all the way from the United States ended up meeting Naglam Halley during a mission in Ethiopia. This led to a massive search looking for doctors willing to perform the complicated and risky surgery needed to remove the facial tumor. Dr. Milton Wehner is one of the surgeons who answered the call. And with the help of Wehner's Children's Vascular Anomaly Foundation, Heal the Children, USAID, and Northwell Health, Naglam would receive the life-saving surgery she so desperately needed for free. The Good Samaritans, determined to help, flew Naglam and her father, Matthias Alafa Halley, to New York City. There, they prepared them for the delicate 12-hour surgery required to remove the huge mass. And the procedure came with lots of risk. This type of surgery is very difficult, very dangerous, and certainly life-threatening, Dr. Wehner said. We explained what would happen to the child's father. There was a possibility she may not make it. Naglam's medical team took painstaking care to remove the facial tumor. The many connected nerves and arteries meant even the slightest nick could cause paralysis or severe blood loss. But God guided the surgeons through the procedure, and the operation was a complete success. Matthias Alafa Halley and the rest of Naglam's family will forever be grateful to the many doctors and strangers who helped save Naglam's life. God bless you, Matteo said after the surgery. Without you guys, it wouldn't be like this. Thank you so much. But Matteo also gives God the glory for this medical miracle. I was crying before, but now I'm smiling, so thanks to God, he said. She is like different after surgery. She is playing, enjoying everything outdoors. There is a big difference. May God bless the doctors. Without them, this wouldn't be like this. My God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.